I'll take you to the book of Deuteronomy tonight, chapter number 31. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 31. And I'm going to read 8 verses. Deuteronomy, chapter number 31. And I'm going to start in verse number 1. It says, "And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord has said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee as the Lord has said. And the Lord shall do to them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and into the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn to their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." What a tremendous message that Moses left to the children of Israel and to Joshua, who's to be stepping into his shoes. I want to pray tonight and ask God to move upon our hearts and to work in people's lives. And the title of my message tonight, and the reason wants to move very, very dramatically, we've dealt with this a lot in recent weeks, but the title is simply as, "Be strong, fear not." Be strong, fear not. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for a privilege to have the Word of God in our hands. Lord, thank you tonight for the privilege of being able to connect with people, though it's really kind of, well, it's not what we like, but certainly it's better than nothing. We thank you for it. And Lord, I pray that you bless folks as they're in their homes. I pray, oh God, that you might give us wisdom. I pray you give us strength. Lord, give us courage. Help us stand in this day that is really a day that, from a world standpoint, very scary. So, Lord, I pray for your blessing and your help in Christ's name. Amen. 63 times in the Bible, we find the words, "Fear not." You think God's trying to tell us something? Fear not. 63 different times. There was a man back in World War I who was an ace pilot. Matter of fact, he won many, many awards, and he was considered the top-notch pilot during World War I. His name was Eddie Rickenbacker. And he wrote a little piece that was called Bits and Pieces, and he said this, "Courage is doing what you're afraid to do. There can be no courage unless you're scared." Isn't that interesting? Well, we find here the book of Deuteronomy. It's the record of an old man reminding a much younger generation what is expected of them. Oh my goodness, how we need an older generation to remind a younger generation of what's expected of them. How appropriate that would be tonight. Notice verse number 1. It says, "And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel." So he has something to say to them. And I want us to look tonight and think about, especially as I look at verse number 6 and 8, and think about three different things. Number one, courage, that we might have courage as God's people. Courage that we can have as God's people. You notice the words there, "be strong, be strong." Sometimes you'll hear men talking and somebody say to another, "just be a man." It's time to man up. And certainly there's a lot of young males that need to man up and be strong. We find David had a list of, I believe it was 37 mighty men. They were men. They were men who stood tough in the face of the foe. And when you read their accounts, it's amazing of what transpired as a result of these men who were mighty men. They were strong men. He says, be strong. Be courageous or steadfastly faithful. In other words, there's a devil to go after. Let's go after him. Amen? Listen, one of the greatest defenses is an offense, or vice versa. But if you want to catch him off guard, attack. Attack. And some of the great armies of the past that were outmanned, especially as they went into battles, they were outmanned, and yet at the same time they went fiercely into battle. They attacked, and the opposing side did not expect anything as that, and they end up winning the war. They went forward. You realize in the Word of God, when he talks about the armor of a Christian, there's nothing for the back. God doesn't want us to go backwards or turn around. God wants us to go forward. And certainly the size or the power of the opposing force, though they be stronger, we have something far greater, and that is the Lord. Romans, the Apostle Paul, when he wrote to them, chapter 8, verse 31, he says, what shall we say to these things? Listen to these words. If God be for us, who can be against us? Really? If God be for us, who can be against him? I think of Elisha, as they were surrounded, and his servant, he said, man, they're going to kill us. And Elijah, he said, listen, you need to look around. There's more with us than there are with them. He could see what God was going to do. You know, a lot of folks, all they see is the black armor of the enemy, and they don't see the light that comes shining through the cracks that are there. And we need to understand God is real and God can take care of us. Courage is something that we need as God's people. Oh, we look in the face of fear, we look at things, we're scared, but at the same time, we know the direction we got to go. We're not going to run. We're going to stand strong in spite of what is before us. Courage is something we can have as God's people. I believe something else we look here. He says, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. We have a companion as God's people. Not only we have courage, but we have companionship. What is it? He goes with us. Because he lives, the song says. And he be with us. And if you notice something there, it says doth go. It infers movement. His companionship is best known in going forward with him. Do you know right now, throughout our country, we have what we might call a plague. Do we stop? No, we move forward. Do we let it conquer us or do we conquer it? Right now, we have anarchy taking place in the streets of our country. Do we cower in fear and walk away, or do we stand strong and move forward? Much depends on the fact that we need to have courage in the face of an enemy. We need to realize we have a companion in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are on the winning side. Be strong, fear not. And I think also, there's great confirmation here. As God's people, he says, he will not fail thee nor forsake thee. He'll not fail us. He's never failed me. I have failed him. He will not forsake us. I forsook him. But he's always there. There was a horrible gangster in Chicago many, many years ago named Al Capone. No doubt you've heard about Al Capone. You've probably also heard about the cop named Ness that went after him. But very few folks remember a fellow by the name of Frank Lush. Frank Lush was an older man. He was a lawyer. And he established a crime commission with the sole objective of taking down Al Capone. Understand something. Frank Loess was a Christian. Frank Loess, in the church he attended, was an usher. Every Sunday morning, as the offering be taken, he'd walk down the center aisle with one of the offering plates in his hands. And sometimes there'd be people whispering, and they'd say, "There's Frank." They were so proud of a man who was willing to take courage in the face of very strong opposition. He had confirmation, God be with him. He realized something that so often we don't understand, and that is God will not forsake us. He's always there. Always, always. And thank God for the privilege to know one who never fails, never forsakes us. Oh, no doubt in our lives we've had people who we thought were very good friends and they failed us and we felt disappointed. But God's never done that. There have been times I've wondered, what is God doing? Only to find out afterwards he was doing a lot. And doing things that I had no idea even needed to be done. So what are we looking at? We're looking at an old man. He's come to the end of his years. He has taken the land of Israel, the people of Israel. They've gone out of Egypt. They've crossed the Red Sea. They've wandered in the wilderness. They've conquered enemies. They've seen the hand of God take care of them over and over. They've had manna from heaven. When they needed water, it came in the form of water from a rock or from a pond that had been bitter. Many, many different things that God did to supply them with all their needs. Their sandals never wore out. Their clothes never wore out. And can you imagine in a desert, somewhere between 2 and 6 million people, how much food it would take to feed them? And yet God blessed and took care of them through all of that. And now this man is leaving the scene, and he's looking at Joshua, and he's saying to Joshua, "You've got a job to do. We're right now up close to the Jordan River, and you're about to cross that river and take a land. Don't turn back now. Be strong and courageous. And understand that the Lord thy God, it is he that doth go with us. He will never fail us. He will never forsake us." And then I like verse number 8, the last three words. Neither be dismayed. Neither be dismayed. Too often we become perplexed. We become down in the mouth. And we forget to realize who God is. Are times tough? Most of them are. I mean, there's many struggles in life. If it isn't one thing, it's something else. And they don't get any easier as life goes on. I think they become even more so. But what do? We face them. Do we face them in fear and trepidation? Oh, there's going to be some fear that is there. But what that means is, in spite of it, we do what we know needs to be done. We don't run. We don't hide. We don't hunker down. We face the enemy. The enemy's trying to destroy really the Christians of our nation. He's trying to destroy our nation. I believe a number of reasons why. One is, perhaps most of all, is that of all the nations of the world, we send more missionaries around the world than any other country. And perhaps it's the only reason God has allowed us to be spared this long from the judgment we so need. That all that we might see, God be with us. And step forward and go on. Be strong, fear not. Folks have been afraid of COVID. I got news for you. There's going to be worse things than that come. You don't believe that? Read Revelation. The plagues that come. Go back in the Old Testament. Look at the plagues that came. Consider what happened to Egypt when Moses was there. How would you like to wake up one morning and all you could see was frog legs? And the next morning wake up and they were all dead and stinking. We got a powerful God that takes us through. Understand, we have confirmation as God's people. He'll not leave us nor forsake us. Have courage. Realize you got a companion in the Lord Jesus Christ. If God be for us, who can be against us? I saw a picture years ago. It showed a big old Great Dane walking down the street, and right next to it was this little Mexican Chihuahua. And this little Chihuahua had his chest stuck out, just trotting along, looking at the other dogs like he was really hot stuff. He wasn't afraid of all those dogs that were bigger than him because his buddy, the Great Dane, was right there. That's what we have in Christ, amen? And we have, listen, we have something marvelous in him. Be strong, fear not. Go forward. Let God have his way in your life and be used. Be used of him. He wants to do that. By the way, these are exciting times in many regards because folks out in this world, they are scared. They need a solid rock. They need somebody that's willing to stand up and say, hey, we've got a God that can take care of you. They need some testimony from people. And you and I have the answers if we're not too cowardly to give it to them. By the way, it's not an in-your-face kind of giving to, but one out of love and concern and compassion.